Good afternoon, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday of Advent, year A. Our readings today from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 10, Psalm 72, Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 15, verses 4 to 13, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, You hold the universe in the palm of Your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on You and our minds on Your truth. For we have come to worship You as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we come with our broken lives and our faltering faith. We come from our world of darkness and with empty hands and empty lives. We come with nothing that will earn Your love, and with everything that should receive Your condemnation. We pray for ourselves and all who would be listening, that Your grace will make us whole. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 42, On Jordan's Bank. We pray the collect for the second Sunday of Advent, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Merciful God, you sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us with your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Who is the Messiah? Who is the Messiah? When Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world, born in Bethlehem, the city of David, the vast majority of the children of Israel, especially the religious leaders, did not accept him as the Messiah, the promised one, the anointed one. John tells us he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. It was clear that the people of his day did not understand the prophecy that was proclaimed by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah was called to be a prophet in Israel at a time when the people had turned away from God. They did not love God with their whole heart. They did not love their neighbors as themselves. There was injustice in the land. Isaiah was sent to tell the people that they were going to be punished. The Lord planned to destroy his vineyard because it yielded only sour grapes. However, out of love, God would save the remnant of God's people. One of the big challenges to the people was poor leadership. Their leaders were described as bad shepherds who looked after themselves at the expense of the people. Isaiah, therefore, brought the word from God that God would raise up a king who would possess all the qualities needed to rule and guide God's people into leading lives of righteousness and justice. God had already made a covenant with David. The covenant said, "When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name,